the afternoon show here on Tip FM. Now, Boris Lee Drama Group are presenting a three-act comedy called The Maiden Aunt by Jimmy Keary, and it's coming to the Marion Hall in Boris Lee between Friday the 22nd of May, and it's running right the way through until Saturday the 30th of May. I'm joined on the line now by Ollie Delaney, who is starring in the production. So good afternoon to you, Ollie.
Good afternoon, Keith.
Are you all excited about your comedy act play?
Well, I tell you, we're very excited, and it's great that the Boris Lee Drama Group are able to embark on another year of some of us making fools of ourselves, not for the first time, but we want to thank people for their support in the past, and we look forward to their continued support, please God, for this venture this time.
Okay, so the three-act comedy is called The Maiden Aunt by Jimmy Keary. What's it all about, Holly?
It's a very, very funny play. As you say rightly, it's called The Maiden Aunt. If I can kind of synopsize what it's about, you have a hard-working farmer whose name is Dan Murphy, accompanied by his wife, Mary. And there's a live-in brother of Dan's called John Paul, who kind of never really grew up, and he's living in a world of his own. He figures he's a musician, but I don't think too many other people do. Mm-hmm. And he has a good friend called Jarlett, who calls to the house occasionally. But the kernel of the play, if you like, is based around a rather formidable person called Aunt Gertie. And Aunt Gertie is a retired school teacher, and nothing against retired school teachers at all, but she's a pretty tough nut, and is pretty loaded, they reckon, with money. So on the one hand, Dan's wife, Mary, is anxious to avail of some of Aunt Gertie's money when she would, as she says herself, kick the bucket. And Dan isn't too keen or pleased to have her around the place at all. So when Aunt Gertie is actually arrives from hospital, it's then that the real fun begins, because Dan isn't happy himself, and Gertie clash personality-wise. And he works a few stunts and strokes to try and sort of discourage Gertie from being around the house. And one of these things is he asks his workman, Fancy Gilhooly, who's a rather mischievous kind of a character, to try and romance Gertie, but that doesn't work at all. And the scenes that ensue in the romancing are quite funny. And I suppose it culminates, if you like, in Act 3, where poor Aunt Gertie gets such a fright at one particular juncture, she keels over and goes into a very deep type of coma, which is misinterpreted by Dan's wife, Mary, as that she's actually died. But at this stage, they realise that she's died without making this famous will, which they thought they would benefit from. So this is where the real fun begins. They try to improvise, and they get the bold Fancy Gilhooly, the workman, to try and dress up, rather unsuccessfully, to look like Gertie and to fool an old and doddery solicitor that they think is coming. But the old and doddery solicitor doesn't come, but he sends his young and able partner in practice, Paula Moore, and she's not going to be fooled too easily. So it's definitely very, very funny, Keith, and it laughs throughout. And even though we've been practicing it now for something over 2 months, each and every night that we practice, we get a new kick out of it. So I feel that people that will be seeing it for their first time will be definitely choking laughing, hopefully.
It is happening on Friday the 22nd of May and Saturday the 23rd of May, and then there's a little bit of break, and it's happening again on the 30th of May, and all these times are at 8:15 sharp, and it's on in the Marion Hall in Boris Lee. But the very first night is for a very worthy charity. Do you want to tell us about that, Ollie?
That's right, Keith, and we're delighted to be able to do something for what we consider is a wonderful charity. It's for a little local boy whose name is Billy Goulding, and Billy has a condition which is ongoing and which needs a lot of treatment that's not available at all in Ireland. So consequently, there's quite a huge amount of travelling for his parents involved, and for little Billy himself. So we're delighted to be able to do some little small thing to try and help their situation along, and that's on Friday, the first night, on Friday the 22nd. So I would strongly urge people that might be coming to maybe bear that in mind. And all of our takings on Friday night, we are actually given to this particular charity. And we really, really do feel that it's something that, even if you don't like our play, this in itself is worth supporting. But I think haven't, when they will come, they will enjoy the play as well. But I would love to stress that I would like a really, really good turnout for the first night. That's Friday the 22nd, Keith.
Oh, well, you have to be commended for some great work and a great charity as well. Best of luck with the show, Ollie. Thank you.
Thank you, Keith.